I reached Heathrow on the 18th of April 1962. Why did I go? I was running an academy here. I was director of an academy here, Natya Academy. So it was under the Delhi Natya Sangh, and because I was a professional actress in Bombay, and my husband had died, and I couldn't stand the same atmosphere, the same place. So I requested Prithvi Raj Kapoor, whose theatre I was in for 14 years. I requested him to leave the theatre and wrote to people here. So they offered me this job to open this Natya Academy. And so I came to take charge of that. I came to Delhi, and I was running this Natya Academy for dance and drama. And it had been running for, I came in 1959 and started working, getting the papers and admissions and things. So we actually started in 60, February 60. So 60, 61, by 62. Now, we used to have 3 months holidays in the winter in summer, because it used to become very hot. Climate is also changing to a monsoon. So I was staying with my communist brother-in-law, and he said, you've got a long holiday, why don't you go abroad? Why don't you go to England? Uh-huh. I said, look, Zan, I have traveled from San Francisco right across to Kuala Lumpur. And I've traveled from the North Cape right down to Java, Bali. I've danced in all the capitals of Europe. I performed everywhere. I don't want to do any traveling. He said, your husband died recently. And it will be a change for you. So he forced me to write to the British Drama League. It used to be in Fitzroy Square, but it's no longer there. And I wrote to them. They used to have a 10 weeks refreshers course for directors and actors from the Commonwealth countries. Uh-huh. But that's all finished. And so I wrote to them, and they accepted me. I didn't have any... I mean, in those days it was very difficult to get exchange. So I wrote to my friends of Dartington Hall, whom I hadn't been in correspondence since long.
Had you worked in Dartington already?
When I was in the dance troupe with Uday Shankar, there were three very important groups. There was Kurt Jooss, have you heard of him, the German of the Green Table, and there was Michael Chekhov of the and there was Uday Shankar, these three famous. So we had our bases in Dartington Hall. So I knew the Elmhurst, we became great friends, and their daughter, Beatrice Strait, was a great friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So, I had given up dancing, and I was in the acting field now for years and years, but still I wrote to Elmhurst. And he very kindly sent a telegram saying, £100 deposited in the Nat West Bank next to your drama league. Welcome. Such a wonderful Dorothy Elmhurst. And so I went, but I didn't have any means of travel, which was also another problem.
Of course.
So Vijayalakshmi Pandit, her daughters had studied in Almora dance, and also she was a great admirer of my husband's sculptor and painting. My husband was, apart from being a dancer, he was a scientist and a sculptor, he was a genius. So we heard she's landing in Delhi, so we went to meet her. I said, I'm having some difficulty with, I've got this scholarship to go abroad, but I haven't got the means. She said, Bhaiya se keh denge, I'll tell brother, Panditji, Nehru. Of course, she said, Bhaiya, and Humayun Kabir, who was the education and cultural minister, I get a call from him, from his office, to say, when can Mrs. Sehgal come and see? Can you, because of Bhaiya, the brother. So I went to him and he said, we don't give money, but I can give you a return ticket from London, Delhi, back. But then the eastern countries, because my sister, husband, both she, this is Comrade Hajra Begum, and her husband, Dr. Zandi Ahmed, a very prominent MP, communist MP. These people knew that I was their sister. So I got an invitation from the eastern countries. Before I reached England, to travel and lecture on dance and drama.
Oh, really?
Indian dance and drama. So now how to get to, they said, as long as you can come to Moscow, we'll arrange you're going to Prague and all these places, but all everything, but you have to arrange. So my niece's husband, my son-in-law, was working with Air India. He said, I'll reroute it, Delhi, Moscow, London, Delhi.
Really?
So I got a free ticket right down and I lectured to these places and
fabulous.
I arrived in England. Now there, there were people who were older than me, some American directors, directresses, even older, there were young men, much younger girls and boys, much younger. I had a hell of a 10 weeks time. This was connected with acting.
Yes. Okay.
It was a refreshers course. So we had all the main British directors and all coming to lecture for us and so on. Then there was a sort of an exam, an ADB exam, Associate of the Drama Board. I got that and I got the star certificate, which they hadn't had for 4 years. So that went to my head. So I said, now I must stay on a bit in England. And I wrote to my academy and they said, don't worry, you see English plays and English drama for the rest of your holidays, and your vice principal, Joy Michael, will carry on. So I stayed on there in England and I saw all the plays and met all the actors and so on. My focus was mainly to go to British plays and see everything British.
Which other Indian actors
I met
were
Jamila for the first time in a film which I was doing with Yul Brynner. So she was doing a little dance.
In the UK?
That was shot in Spain, The Long Duel, this film with Yul Brynner, because it was to be shot in India, but the Indian government didn't allow it. So Spain looks very much like India. It was shot in Sierra Nevada. Mine is a very long history. Once I start talking, of course, in the film I met many Indian actors, but this is more geared towards film. You want the focus on theatre. So while I was in England, when I had a flat in Hampstead, there was a young person called Madhav Sharma. He was playing in Crossroads or something, and he came to one of my dinners. And also Ismail Merchant, as a very young person, came. And there also I met Saeed Jafri once when he'd just come across from America, where he had done his course. Passing through, sorry. So all these people I met, theatre people, and Madhav Sharma, later on, after he left television, he used to direct plays, and he directed me in two plays at the Upstream Theatre, Our Own People and Hedda in India. During her 25-year stay in UK and Europe, Zora acted on the British stage in the primary English class at the Wyndham Theatre, West End, down every street at the Stratford East Theatre, the Great Celestial Cow at the Royal Court, written by Sue Townsend, Our Own People and Hedda in India at the Upstream Theatre, The Good Person of Shetswan at the Oxford Theatre, The Yearning at the Lyric Theatre, and we toured. Blood Wedding at the Riverside Studio and Rice Boy at the Canadian Stage Company in Toronto. So this is the theatre abroad. This was directed by Saeed Jafri. That has a photograph. I'll tell you roughly the date. It was just before I came back to India. I came back on the 26th of September 1987, returned to India after 25 years. And this was just before I came. So I did a film just before I came, Partition, and that was shown at the Edinburgh Festival when India reached 40 years of independence. Yeah. It was shown on that day, August 14th. And just before that, so it would be, say, June, July. Would be Saeed Jafri with all the people who became famous later on.
Yeah.
Roshan Seth and Kusum Heather, as she was then, she's Kusum Pal now. I didn't go to train in England. I worked a lot in England, but I wasn't trained. Of course, working taught me a lot of things.
Yes.
Learned a lot. In 25 years, I did all these theatres. Zora has done a number of television series. Have you heard of Doctor Who? I was in one of the first. I was in Doctor Who. I was in the television series of Kipling. Zora has done a number of television series and regular films, some of which are The Long Duel with Yul Brynner, Haram, which they pronounce Harim, with Ben Kingsley, Nastasya Kinski, Partition with Saeed Jafri, Roshan Sait and Zia Mohiuddin, The Honorary Consul with Michael Caine, Caravaggio, The Man-Eaters of Kumaon, Tandoori Knight's Jewel in the Crown, Bhaji on the Beach, Bend It Like Beckham, Anita and Me, The Mystic Messer, Amma and Family, and The Mistress of Spices, which was a big bomb. So, Waris Hussain gave me a role in the first Kipling series, one of the... I was supposed to be Miss Hawksby's ayah. So in those days, in 62, if you had to play an Indian character, all that did was take 6 hours of material, wrap it around you somehow or the other, blacken your face, and you had to speak with a Peter Sellers accent, that was you're an Indian. So when I got this, with all my 14 years with Prithvi Raj, the god of theatre, he's a wonderful actor, you can't find a better man or a better actor. With his training, I went to England. I'd just gone for this refreshers course, but the China war broke out. And I panicked and sent for my children. And so I had, so that is how I stayed on. I never intended to stay in England for them. So that is how it happened.
Because of the Chinese war.
Anyway, so I got this role. I said, now how? I must do, what is this rubbish they show? So I said, an ayah, how is she speaking English? In pre-partition days, Kipling stories are all. So I said, make her a child who has gone to a mission, who speaks English. And to make it a little more colorful, make it a mission in Shimla.
Yeah.
So she would say, Sher Fasa. And then the costume. In those days, the ayahs used to wear a very full skirt, the ayahs with the mem sahibs. And it had many pleats and laced at the bottom. And on top, they would wear a kameez with cuffs. And this kameez, instead of being tucked inside, they would hang outside. Yeah. And on that, they would wear a velvet waistcoat. And in the pocket of the velvet waistcoat would be a little purse with the strings hanging out with the tobacco in it, you see. And for earrings, they had huge
gold
silver
pieces.
Yes, and the slows and all that. And of course, a dupatta with the lace also. And the dupatta, I did sketches of this and made them make this costume for me. And the dupatta I took and tore it a bit and put it on the floor to make it a bit poor. See, and I had only one or two dialogues. My first dialogue was, you know, in those days British women, mem sahibs, used to faint at everything. So Mrs. Hawksby's friend, Mrs. Goodman or somebody, she fainted. And Mrs. Hawksby, whose ayah was, says, ayah, bring the salver lightly. So I come in and I say, Ishmeling Shal Ishmeling Shal. And the director, who was the director of Zed Cars, he looked round and he said, not only has she dictated her costume, she's putting in some accent. So I got noticed from that small little, I had one or two very short dialogues I spoke with the shesh. I got noticed after, this was after 10 years. Nobody.
No.
Because I had my biography, you know, main dance director in Prithvi years for 14 years, leading one of the leading actresses, etc., etc., and Uday Shankar's leading dancer, and principal of the Natya Academy, and in IPTA, Indian People's Theatre
Association,
vice chancellor, vice president. So I took it to various agents with my photograph, and they looked at it, and they looked at me. 50 years old, and I said, flat-chested, big bottom, grey hair, and already spots and wrinkles appearing. Now you can do crossword on my forehead, it's so wrinkled. So they said, very interesting, keep in touch. Nobody gave me any work. And Waris Hussain, who was a friend of the family, he gave me first chance to appear in Doctor Who. It was through him. So after this role, I started to get some more work. in the Kipling, I got two more episodes.
So you had to play an Indian in each of these roles?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. It was people like Saeed Jafri and Zia Mohiuddin who changed the aspect of what Indians are, Asians are. Zia Mohiuddin, a famous, very famous Pakistani actor who has acted in a lot of British films. He was in Passage to India in a stage play. Brilliant actor. And of course, as I say, Jafri was a brilliant actor and also acted in many television series, both these actors. But they and people like myself and Jamila Messi, we started to tell people what real Indians look like and to speak like what Indians speak instead of the Peter Sellers accent. Now, of course, many Indians have a lot of chance of getting work. Then there was no work. Whatever role I got, I improved it and, you know, put things in it. Yeah. Gradually worked myself up till Indira Gandhi offered me to run the National Folk Dance Ensemble in Delhi in 1974. So I left England and came to take that job, but it was only a pilot scheme of 1 year. And though we did a very good job with just the 8 months training, we gave a performance at the Vallabhbhai Theatre, but the Sangeet Natak Academy, which is a big dancer, Indira Gandhi had given me this chance of director of the National, because we knew each other personally since she was that high. Mm. And but the Sangeet Natak Academy, they got huffed. They said, and I was getting a big salary, and I had a government flat in Curzon Road, and I got a fridge and a telephone, and I was going to get a car very soon, all through Indira.
Yes.
So they were very much interested. So at their meeting, even before the 1 year course was finished, they were only in charge of the money bit, the handing out of the salaries and things, and all paying for the costumes. So I was completely in charge of all the dancing.
Yes, the actual curriculum.
Everything. I asked gurus to come from areas, remote areas, and so on. So they put their foot down. They said, we don't want to, our staff is overburdened, we don't want to have anything. Why don't you make it an autonomous thing? And just then Indira Gandhi was having her cases against her. For they said, you have been cheating, giving blankets.
Yes, that was the time
in Allahabad. So she said, close it. She said, Zora Sehgal has given you this wonderful thing on a plate, all coming to a fruition.
Yeah.
I said, close it. But then there was a big protest, and all the students came out in their folk dances and danced in the rainy season in front of the, in the halls of the, in the grounds of the Sangeet Natak, and there was a Save the Ensemble committee and all later on. So all this, and there was, and so she said, a lot of protest in papers. I've got copies of all what came out. So it was prolonged. Indira Gandhi said, all right, give it another 3 months to see the change. So there another 3 months passed and nothing happened. So then 70 MPs wrote a petition to say this must not stop. And the students had taken placards, babysit, don't baby kill, things like that. Very popular. So 70 MPs, and my brother-in-law, Dr. Zed Ahmed, was to head this petition. They were going to Indira Gandhi next day, emergency. So of course, all culture. So I went back to England. Now, when I went back to England, this is important only that when I went back, I lost all, you know, you have to be in touch.
Yes.
So for one and a half year, I had lost all contacts. So I had to rebuild again. But I was lucky in getting a 26-episode series with the BBC Education Service. This is now 1976. This was about, it was called Neighbours, but the Urdu word, Hindi Urdu, Padosi, which you maybe know, Padosi, it was called 26. And I got the role of the coordinator. I opened every episode, I closed every episode, and I acted in the episode as Mrs. Chaudhary, the English teacher. And of course, trick photography, the characters came out of my album. So I got a, and this was shown 3 times a week in England. It used to come on Sunday, Wednesday, and I became very well known, but only in the Asian crowd. The only Western production I've done was the primary English class, which we shifted from the Orange Tree Theatre to there because it was very popular in the Orange Tree Theatre. Yes, it was very seldom. And of course, we only used it in Indian productions, Indian plays and things, which either were adapted or...
But Indian productions in English still?
Yes, in English, yes. Indian might have done some with the World Service on radio with Ali Hassan under David Stride, some Indian speeches and Indian plays. But on the stage, I don't think I did any Indian. Sometimes
Indian
it would be an Indian director like Say Jafri and Madhav Sharma, which are two leading. And sometimes it would be a British actor like Down Every Street. It had four characters, one of them was Indian. So there was the four corners of the stage has these four immigrants, a Gujarati, Muslim, and from the West Indies, a lady, and another Yorkshire person, and a Jew from Australia. So these were the other three actresses, and I was the Gujarati.
The Gujarati.
And it was a flop, but luckily I got a good review because I changed the whole dialogue. They'd written such a rubbish. They had written, this Gujarati woman says, I cook Yorkshire pudding. I said, can you imagine? I was 25 years in England, and I always learned to cook. First at Lindu, but then I was making biryani, and I always ate Indian food. I love Indian food. So I never, where would I learn coming from the backwaters of Gujarat? A Muslim from backwaters. So I changed all that. Lot of dialogue, so I got a good writer. Now, at Riverside Studio, of course, we did Lorca's play, Blood Wedding, but translated into English.
That was
and made into Indian, I think they were made into Indian characters.
Farooq
it was the
Donkey
ATC
was there.
With Hermage.
With Hermage.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes, so you were in that.
And he sent me a photograph, you must get it from him. All the people who became famous, Jamila Messi is in it, Kusum is in it, Shelley King, Shelley King is in it. Yes, she was one of my granddaughters. The header in India at the Upstream Theatre, directed by Sharma, was Hedda Gabler, adapted into an Indian cast. So the English, only Jamila was in it, she was playing the maid. So the only English actress was Hedda. That was the only, this Indian marries an English girl. So they've changed the names and everything. The characters are Indian, except for Hedda. I was Aunt Jabeen instead of Aunt whatever she was. And Jamila was the servant maid. She was very good in it. You know, in the original story, it's based on Toba Tek Singh, a story by Hassan Mantu. There is no woman character in it. And Tariq Ali, who wrote the new script for Partition, who called it Partition, put in this every woman who is a sweeper in the lunatic asylum. And Ken McMillan was producing me in almost every scene, you know, either I'm wiping the mirror or I'm sweeping the floor, and with the sort of very heavy Asian, like the speaker, you know, like that heavy accent, I would be saying, then this happened, that happened.
Yes.
So I turned around to sitting on the steps, and I turned around to him and I said, Ken, you're putting me in, with my ugly face, you're putting me in every scene. What are you doing? So he said, Zura, you have a very interesting face. And I said, Ken, when you reach my age, you will have a very interesting face. So we laughed and laughed.
How difficult was it to be an actress in India in those early days, in the 1940s, 50s? Because I know many families, they wouldn't want you to go into acting.
Yes, of course. No, once I had become a notorious dancer, it was easy. But even to become a dancer, I was only 18. And I wrote to my father saying I don't want to get married after my matriculation. I took two double promotions, so I reached the 10th 2 years before.
Uh-huh.
And I had won the Lady Haley Silver Cup for the best all-round girl twice, actually. And I would be taken in every play of the school, and so I heard one of the teachers saying that you know, when she, if this kid was on the British stage, she would be earning £10 a week.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what £10 is and what is a week salaries went
by.
I said, main bhi jab badi ho jaungi, main bhi London jaungi, or £10 a week.
Yeah.
I made up my mind that when I grow up, I'll go to England. And I told my family, I'm not going to get married, I want to go abroad. So there was, but my father said, how can I allow an 18-year-old to go abroad all by herself? And but my uncle, who was the rebel of the family, he said, no, no, I can trust this girl. She's young, but I know she will never disgrace her family.
Mm.
I take the responsibility. First, my father said, engage her to your son who is in Oxford.
Yes.
Nikah. He himself had sold his nikah ring. And with that money, he had bought his passage to go abroad. So he took the risk. No, but then when I came back, after being a dancer, I fulfilled my desire for an actor 14 years with Priscilla.
Yeah.
That was the main.